to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. We are trying to improve how much money we earn every year, how much we have in savings, what types of investments we're involved in. This is a show for people who really just want more out of life. The people that want to drive Ferraris, they want to travel, they want to romance their spouse and raise great kids. They want that complete, balanced life. And it's also for people who are dissatisfied with the results they're getting from their current strategies. This would be people that have worked long periods of time, 5 years, 10 years, or 20 years. Some people have worked 20 plus years and they're still not in the financial position they want to be in. The statistic goes that 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. The average savings for a 65-year-old is $170,000. And we're expected to live 18.5 years in retirement. So when you divide 170 by 18, that's less than 10 grand a year. Obviously, nobody's retiring on 10 grand a year. So today, well, I want to start by advertising our kids' class that is tomorrow morning from 10 to noon, and then we have pizza from noon to 1, pizza and beverages from noon to 1. But we are close to our limit. I think we're up over 100, and we're only allowed to have 150. So what this class is it's a combination of understanding credit and credibility and a overview. It's actually a detailed overview of The Richest Man in Babylon, which is probably the best wealth building book that I've ever read. It is without a doubt life changing. There's no way you can read it. You know, it's that joke, you read it, you can't unread it. Once you know this information, it's life-changing if you apply it, take the information and apply it. And it's taught, the credit portion is taught by Blake Yarborough of Capital Concepts. And this guy literally owns 120-plus rent houses. He's owned apartment complexes. He's done thousands of investor loans to our members and members of other groups, other real estate investor groups in town. He's going to go over building credibility. And what you want your children to understand is that your credit report is your credibility report. Credit, credibility, same thing. Do you keep your promises? If you take a loan from someone, whether it's a car loan, a house loan, a credit card, do you pay it back? Do you keep your promises? How credible are you? That's what determines your credit score. Then my son, who I'm going to brag about for a second, is who from age 8, I introduced him to The Richest Man in Babylon. He and I listened to it together along with his sister and my wife. We all listened to it. We literally would listen to it while we were driving. And he fell in love with the book, has listened to it or read it and or read it over 100 times. He's practically got the entire book memorized. And he's going to go over the principles of wealth and money in a way that both kids and adults can understand it. Because this is not just a kids' class. Adults are coming to it as well, even some adults who don't have kids. He used that material to condition himself mentally. So when he graduated college, he had $4,000 a month in passive income from his 11 rent houses. And a lot of you may say, well, he must be super brilliant. He must work super hard. He is a hard worker. He is brilliant. But no more hardworking or brilliant than you. The only difference was that from age 8, he was told to have a second stream of income. And I believe this strongly. If I was your dad, and I had told you from age 8, you're supposed to have a second stream of income, and then at 10, I told you, and 11, and 12, and 13, and I just, every chance I got, I was telling you, you have to have a second stream of income. And I was showing him and my daughter how I built my second stream of income. If I was your dad and I had shown you that, you know what every one of you would have right now? A second stream of income. But how many of you, it's really sad. How many of you were never told that? You were never told. No one ever told you that you're supposed to have a job and a second stream of income. If you had been told that, you would have done it. But you were never told. Don't let that happen to your kids. Don't let your kids suffer with the same fear, pain, insecurity about money that we did. And you can solve that problem by coming to this event tomorrow. Bring your kids. Bring your spouse if you can. We need one adult per family. But if you want to come to this event, again, it's from 10 to noon. I'll be doing the introductions. Then Blake will speak. And then my son will speak. And at noon, we'll break and we're going to have pizza. Go to gettotalwealth.com/timeless. The name of the class is Timeless Wealth Principles for Kids and Adults. So it's gettotalwealth.com/timeless and reserve a seat for you and your kids right now. Remember, leadership is by example. Show them that it's important to continue your education constantly. Show them that you're never too old to learn. And show them that you're humble and you realize you're not getting the results from your life that you want, and you want to change that. And you want to make sure that they do get the results from their life that they want. It's going to be a powerful class. I have not been as excited about a class as I have this one in a long time. So go to gettotalwealth.com, gettotalwealth.com/timeless, and reserve a seat right now. When we come back, we're going to talk about big rocks and little rocks and how you have to arrange those in your life. This is the gettotalwealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. And what I want to do now is share with you some of the strategies that helped me get out of corporate dependency and to a point where my income came mostly from my investments. And it all had to do with putting first things first, as Stephen Covey says, in The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. By the way, if you have not read that book, please pick up a copy, read it, study it, devour it, get it in audio, listen to it. This is a life-changing book. It was named the most influential book of the 20th century. It is phenomenal. But he uses an example where he pulls a lady out of the audience, and he's got two glass jars. One of them is about 3/4 filled with little tiny pebbles like you would find at the bottom of a fish tank. Next to it are a group of fist-sized rocks. Each one of those rocks is marked with something important, such as family time. Another rock would be romance. Another rock would be passive income. Another rock would be career. Another rock would be a big opportunity at work. Another one would be a big opportunity in your personal life. So there's like 10 of these fist-sized rocks sitting there. And again, you've got one glass jar filled about, we'll say 2/3 with those tiny pebbles, and the other one's empty. And he asked the lady to fit all the big rocks into the glass jar with the pebbles without breaking the top of the, without the rocks coming above the top of the glass. So she starts to put the rocks in and gets maybe 4 of them in, and there's still 6 of them sitting there. And she starts to get frustrated. She's like, well, I can't get these in. So she reaches her hand in there and starts arranging all the minutiae, the little pebbles, pushing them out of the way, shoving the rock further down. Then she tries to pound a rock in. You know, she starts beating it, but to no avail. And eventually realizes there's no way to get these big rocks into that jar, that glass jar, with all those pebbles in it. So what Covey says is, well, let's start with a different paradigm. Let's start with an empty jar. What would you do first? Well, the obvious answer is you would put the big rocks in first. You would put the big rocks in first. So she immediately starts taking those 10 big rocks, puts them all down at the bottom of the other the empty glass jar, then takes all the little pebbles, grabs that jar full of pebbles, and then pours them down into the jar with the big rocks. And amazingly, it all fits. She's able to pour every one of those pebbles into that jar without breaking the top of the jar, without going above the top of the jar. Now, what I want you to think about is this. What's the moral of the story, or this example, or whatever it is? It's simple. Put the big rocks in first. The problem is, most people are doing it the opposite. Their life is filled with these useless pebbles. Too much television, too much fishing, too much golf, too much gossiping, too much eating, too much whatever. And what happens is, your life is so consumed by those pebbles that you're not able to put the big rocks in. This is the most, and I've never figured out an exact way to reply to this, because it's so bad, what I'm about to say. It is so awful. But people say this to me all the time. I'm so busy at work, I don't have time to build a second stream of income. Holy crap. Do you realize what you're saying when you say that, you're saying my life is completely out of control. I have no choice. I'm a victim. I'll never be successful because I'm just too busy at work. Now, this is going to irritate some of you. Work is a small pebble. But that's what pays the bills. No, you designed your life in a way that the only way you pay your bills is from your job. So you're trying to turn a little pebble into a big rock. And you create it as a big rock. Your job is there to pay the bills. Wealth is built outside of your job. It's the Monopoly analogy. Most people are not even playing the game of life. Well, there is a game of life, so I better not use that word. I'm not talking about the game of life. I'm just talking about life, real life. What most people are doing is just circling the board, passing go, collecting their paycheck, circling the board, passing go, collecting their paycheck, circling the board, passing go. Could you ever win the game of Monopoly doing that? No, you would lose every time to the people who were buying income-producing assets like the trains, like the real estate, and so on. But how many of you are playing life like I just described? You only have one source of income, a job. You're circling the board, pass and go, get your paycheck, feel like a hero. But you're screwing yourself. And it is exemplified by that comment. I'm so busy at work that I can't build a second stream of income. That has got to be the most depressing, sad thought that I can think of. It means your life is a shambles. You're just, you know, it's the, I think it was Tony Robbins who said this. Have you ever been so busy earning a living? No, it was Zig Ziglar. Have you ever been so busy earning a living that you didn't have time to plan a life? And that's what most of you are doing. You're just earning a living, paying the bills, living paycheck to paycheck, because you put the pebbles in first. You didn't begin putting the big rocks in, which would be your second stream of income, your romance, your family, and you get out of control. And where you see this, an example of this, is when people start working 50, 60, 70, oh my God, 70 hours a week. Your life is shot. You are wasting your life. There's not one of you that should be working over 40 hours a week at your job, because you need 10 hours a week for your second stream of income. Now, does it really take 10 hours a week? No. But let's use that number just for fun. In other words, I think you should invest 50 hours a week building wealth, 40 at your job, and 10 building your wealth, building your second stream of income. If you say to me, I'm so busy I can't do that, you designed that life. No one put a gun to your head and said you have to do this. You designed that. You may have bought cars you couldn't afford, houses you couldn't afford, so you had to work longer, harder, get a better job. Some of you literally move to make more money. You'll literally move from your family, friends in Texas and go to, well, I'll choose New York, to make more money. That is also sad and pathetic. when you could stay with your family and friends if you just read a book on how to build a second stream of income where you live. You wouldn't have to leave your friends. You wouldn't have to leave your family and everything that you love behind. So what my students are doing is they're beginning to switch their focus from job to second stream of income. Because to be honest with you, most of you have really already mastered the job side of it. You know what to do. Just don't do it 40 plus hours. Don't do it 50, 60 hours a week. And I'll say this, even though it offends people, it's, you know, guys, if you're working 70 hours a week, who's romancing your wife? It ain't you. I mean, it's those are life-destroying hours. 50 hours, 60 hours are eating away at your life. And you've got to make a decision to take that back. And I really, if I were to really consult hard, I push people for 30 hours a week at a job. Because I said this at two different companies. They had me working 60 hours a week. And I said, I'm going to give me a chance. Put me on a 40-hour week schedule, and I'll beat every employee you have working 60 hours a week. And I did it 9 weeks in a row. You know what my reward was? They put me back to 60 hours a week. See, people who work 60 hours a week are really not working 60 hours a week. There's just, that would kill you. There's a tremendous amount of wasted time. If you're effective and efficient, I'll say it again. I can take anybody who's working 60 hours a week, give me their job, I'll do it in 40. We'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Poor and middle class are taught to depend solely on a job for their income. If your only source of income is a job, you're in the highest risk category in America. This J-O-B strategy, just over broke, keeps people poor and middle class. The rich teach their children differently. They teach them to build a second stream of income, almost always with real estate. If you would like to learn how to do this, attend our free 2-hour sample class. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. And what we're in the middle of talking about is making sure that you put the big rocks in your life first. One of the sad cases that I've witnessed is I've got a friend who, if you talk to him, his life is amazing. Everything's great. Yet every day on Facebook, about 2 o'clock, the post is him somewhere eating and drinking alcohol. Partying every day. He's, of course, gaining weight, probably gained 40 pounds in the last year. Unbelievable. His life is a disaster. And he doesn't even recognize it. Because he's at that delusional state where you're not even willing to admit that you have no big rocks in your life. That your life is just filled with the minutiae, the garbage, the crap that consumes your life. And then you turn 70. And you look back and you go, wow, that was a quick 70 years, and I wasted it. That's painful. You know, I've told you this story before, but it goes to this comment from Jim Rohn. There will be pain in your life. We're all going to have pain in our lives. The pain of discipline or the pain of regret. The pain of discipline or the pain of regret. And his warning is, the pain of discipline weighs ounces. The pain of regret weighs tons. And I learned this lesson. I was helping my mother-in-law move into a memory care facility. And this facility had people that needed memory care and people that didn't. And one of the guys who didn't need memory care had come up to me, and he was actually helping me move my mother-in-law. And he was a Vietnam vet. He was probably mid-80s. And he was telling me these stories about Vietnam, very entertaining, some of them very scary. And he eventually reached a point where he asked me what I did, so I told him my story. And he sat down. We sat down together because we had been moving furniture. And I was like, man, I'm pooped. He goes, yeah, I'm pooped too. Let's take a break. He goes, he looked at me and he goes, you know, Steve, I didn't even try. He said, I was too scared. And he goes, now that I'm 80 or 82, whatever he said, I don't even know what I was scared of. And what it did is it made me realize that regret isn't something that lasts a few hours right before you die. It lasts decades. 10, 20 years of the pain of regret. I'm recommending that you choose what my students are choosing. We're choosing the pain of discipline. We're unloading the big rocks, dumping out the pebbles, and putting those big rocks in our life first. And again, if you want to study this in detail, study The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey, because people are destroying their lives by allowing this minutia to just fill up their lives. I mean, that comment, so painful to listen to. I don't have time to build a second stream of income. Horrible. So there's my little sales pitch for put the big rocks in first. Push that other minutia out. Too many video games, too much golf, too much fishing, too much travel. You know, stop celebrating when your life actually sucks. You know, give yourself a break and focus on changing that and party after you've achieved a goal or two. You know, I'm a big believer in work hard, play hard. But if your work's not giving you the results you want, that doesn't count. I'm talking about work that makes a difference in your life, the big rocks. Yeah, you can celebrate after you have an achievement or a goal hit in one of those areas. But I mean, these people, I'm watching people traveling six times a year, you know, 1 and 2 week vacations, 6, 7 times a year. And I know for a fact they're broke. They've told me. it's just amazing. So be cautious. Put the big rocks in first and read the 7 habits. There's a big rock. Now this may sound, oh, reading a book, that's a big rock. Yes, this is a huge rock. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey is a huge rock. Because once you put that material into your head and you start using it, you will literally feel sorry for people who haven't read the book. You will feel sorry for them. When you see them having trouble with their kids, when you see them having trouble with their weight, you see them having trouble with their finances, it's like the answers are here's a book, read it, quit cutting coupons, quit partying every day, quit playing too many video games, quit fishing too much, quit traveling too much, read a book, change your life. So pick up that book. Okay, let's go to some emailed questions. I'm also prepared to take phone calls right now if you've got a question for me. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you're welcome to email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, let's go with this first email question. Well, there's nothing in the body of this email. Let me go to the next one. This is a single family question from Damien. He's got a two-bedroom near downtown. Wow, $1,600 a month for a two-bedroom. That's pretty good rent. The comps... Oh, no, $1,600 is what it should be. You've got at least at $1,200 for a two-bedroom, one-bath, but the comps say it's worth $1,600. Can you raise the rent by $400? Chances are, Damien, that family's going to move. That's a huge increase. I generally never increase more than $100, and most of the time it's 25 to 50 at a time. Every time the lease ends, I raise it 25 to 50 bucks. You raise their rent by 400, you're going to probably lose that tenant. Now, you can say, but then I would make $4,800 more that year. Yes, but a turnover is going to cost you 1 month's rent. A turnover is going to cost you $1,200, $1,500 in make ready. So that's $3,000. I guess the math works in this case because that is a huge jump. I would go ahead and give them 30 days notice and say, I'm giving you 30 days notice. I'm not going to be renewing your lease unless you want to stay because I'm moving the rent to $1,600. Give them the option to stay, but I don't think they will. Then as soon as they let you know that they are going to move out, I would start marketing that house immediately. Get them out of that house and then get it leased, because that's such a discrepant, huge difference, $400 a month, $4,800 a year, that it's worth it. If it were less than that, I wouldn't do it because of the costs of turnover. So I hope that helps, Damien. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Or you're welcome to email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, this next question is, can I lease a house, from Jamie, if I have a conventional loan? Absolutely. This is a good question, Jamie. What he's asking, he bought it as a personal residence. When you do that, you get special considerations. Lower interest rate, lower down payment, and so on. He's worried, because he hasn't even been in there for a year, that the mortgage company might come back to him if he moves out and leases it and say, well, you frauded us. This wasn't an owner-occupant. Jamie, it's all about intent. If you truly intended to live there and changed your mind in 6 months, that is no problem. But if you are bogus and you really were lying and you never intended to stay there, then that is a problem. But if your intent was truly to buy that house and live there, you're fine, Jamie. It looks like you bought a bigger, nicer house. Go ahead and move in that and lease that one out. And by the way, Jamie, super smart move. Never sell a piece of real estate. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. This is AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel, romance, and much more. More time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free two-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. A couple of you emailed me about the kids and adults class tomorrow morning, and I cannot reserve you a seat for that. I'm going to send you the link. But those of you that do want to come out and meet us, this is open to members and non-members and guests, whoever. This is how to introduce your children to wealth building and help them understand the importance of a credibility report known as a credit report. It's from 10 a.m. to noon, and then we'll have pizza afterwards. Go to gettotalwealth.com/timeless. The name of the class is Timeless Principles of Wealth for Kids and Adults. Timeless Principles of Wealth for Kids and Adults. GetTotalWealth.com/timeless. And you can reserve a seat there. Phone lines are open at 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. So this next question is looking for connections in the Houston area, looking for deals to buy and hold long-term rentals. Okay. I think it's Mayra, there are multiple clubs in the greater Houston area. You should check out two or three of them. If you want to check out our group, we do that. You know, you're looking for like-minded people. This is why a lot of people enroll at Total Wealth Academy, is because they want to be around like-minded people and be able to achieve their financial goals by being around people who have similar financial goals. Come check us out. The way to do that is go to GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free sample class. GetTotalWealth.com, click on the free sample class in the upper right-hand corner. And everything you're asking for in your email, we have here for you. So come check us out. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Now, this is a rather lengthy email, but it's basically a situation. Wow, this isn't even from here. This is Pittsburgh. I remember a listener from Pittsburgh, Robert. Robert, I got to be straight up with you. There is not one piece of information in this email that I need to answer this question. It appears that you don't know the comps, you don't know the comparable rents. Oh, and you're thinking about buying the vacant lot next to it and building a duplex, buying a duplex, then building one next one. There are all kinds of all kinds of information that's not here, Robert. You need to get with a real estate investor group in Pittsburgh where you can get builder contacts, engineer contacts, architect contacts, because you're talking about building. You also need to run a cash flow analysis to see if it's even worth it. I do not know what you can build for in Pittsburgh. You know, we're building $85 to $100 a square foot for middle-income houses and duplexes. It might be $120 or $150 a foot there, and that's not in your email either, Robert. So I'm going to request that you call me. I will be replying to your email and giving you my phone number. We need to talk, because if you move forward on this deal, you're going to have a lot of problems because you just don't know, and that's high risk, Robert. All the material you're giving me is, God, what's the word for it? It's not facts. It's just opinions. You got a bunch of opinions in here without facts. You can't do real estate on opinions. It's the facts. Find out what every other duplex, just like the one you're buying, has sold for. What is the average? Then that's what yours will be worth. Find out what every other condo just like yours has rented for. Take the average, and that's what yours will rent for. On the construction, you need to get a builder to tell you, and they can tell you over the phone, how much per square foot is it going to cost to build a duplex? Then start running the numbers. But there's even more to it than this. Like I said, I'm going to send you my email my phone number after the show, and please give me a call, Robert, and do not move forward on this. This guy's putting a lot of pressure on you to put up earnest money and hasn't given you the information you need. So I don't like this individual based on their behavior, your realtor, and the pressure they're putting on you at all. So slow down. Give me a call before you move forward on this, Robert. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. I'm trying to read this next one while giving out the phone number. This is interesting looking. This is Oleg, looking to replace or supplement coins for laundry payment. Have a handful of washers and dryers currently in a small multifamily. Pay range seems like a reasonable option. Oh, Pay Range, the company. I'm sorry. I don't know much about them. I know that I've done it myself, where I bought the washers and dryers and I collected all of the coins. I made a lot more money than I did letting someone else manage it, even with the cost of maintenance on those machines. I made a lot more money off them by doing it myself, as opposed to going with somebody like Pay Range or any other company that manages laundromats. Oleg, so consider both. Run the numbers. I think you're going to find it's better on a small apartment like you're talking about to do it yourself. Not sure on a 500 unit if that makes sense. But on my 22s and 40-unit apartment complexes and 23-unit apartment complexes, I always managed my own washer and dryers and made, again, a lot more money than when I had it managed by a third party. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Or email me. And remember, my email is open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You don't have to email me just during the show. You know, if you've got a question and you can't email me right now, just write down my email when you get home, fire me the email, and I'll probably answer you today, tomorrow at the latest. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. This is a short question from a Melinda. Melinda, a pro forma to evaluate a property management startup. I'm going to need more information, Melinda. I'll email you and request more information. I'm not sure what you mean. Sounds like somebody starting a property management company and you're thinking about investing in it or something like that, but I'm going to assume I'm wrong and not try to answer that until I talk to you. Okay. Let's go to the next email. Landlording during COVID, question from Liliana. Know more about what people in our area, Houston area, are experiencing and how they are proceeding. Well, I can tell you, Liliana, that collections in well-run apartment complexes are actually up by comparison to before COVID. Part of the reason is because of the stimulus checks going out to all these tenants. So it's not really having a major effect. Where people are getting burned is in mismanaged properties where they leased to bad tenants to begin with. They didn't screen well. A lot of those tenants are not getting the checks. They don't file tax returns. So, Liliana, it's really a loaded question. In single family, 7 or 8% vacancy, higher than it was before COVID. On large multifamily, collections are actually higher than they were before COVID. So that's the information I have. Liliana, I suggest you Google it and look for other articles as well as listening to me. Okay, this has been the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Again, if you want to come to the kids and adults class tomorrow, please go right now to GetTotalWealth.com/timeless and reserve a seat for you and your children. GetTotalWealth.com/timeless. Thanks.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.